Okay, we're on the two dots at the top of Tzadim Aleph. The Gemara is continuing to go through the pieces of our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that the Ofot are Kodmim, Limin Achot, because they have Minei Damim, because they have blood that goes on the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, Ad Rabo, Menachot Kodmot. The Menachot should go first. Ken Yeshnan B'Tzibur K'B'Yachid. There are Menachot that come in the form of the Tzibur, the Shtei Alechem, the Minchat Omer, whereas the Ofot, we say the Lashon B'Hikriv. Ikriv is Lashon Yachid. So only Yachid is maybe off. The Tzibur is not maybe off. So maybe the Menachot should be more Chamurot, and therefore it should be placed on first. So when it says, Afilachi, Minei Damim Adife. The fact that it has Dam, that ends up in the Mizbeach, that's more important, or that's more significant, and therefore we'll give it precedent. Minchat Choteh, so the Mishnah says that the Minchat Choteh takes precedence over the Minchat Nidava. It says, Adraba. Minchat nedava kodemet shekein tuna shemen v'levona. Minchat choteh comes plain. It just comes with solet. But the other hand, when it comes to a minchat nedava, it has shemen added to it, has levona, which also end up on the mizbeach. So why does that get precedent?
What's the assumption that shemen and levona is...
Shemen and levona gives it more significance, and therefore it should go first. Plus, the levona also ends up on the mizbeach. So you have additional matnot, the mizbeach. So you have additional mitzvot, additional matnot, that should give it precedence. When it says again, afilo hachi minchat choteh, haba al chait adifa de mechaperet. Minchat chote is more important because it comes on a chait and it's mechaperet. Ibailahu. Minchat soda u minchat nedava is when kodemet. We're talking about sota, the mincha of a sota versus the minchat nedava, which of them gets precedence? Minchat nedava kadma shikain tu una shemen u livona. Maybe the minchat nedava should go first because it has the additional mitzvah of shemen, livona, plus livona and the komets end up on the mizbeach. Oduma minchat sota. On the other hand, maybe the Minchat Soda, even though it's plain, and it comes from the Seorim, nevertheless, maybe because it's determining the Avera, it's clarifying for us whether there was such a sin, maybe that should go first. So Tashma, from our Mishnah, Minchat Chotek Kodemet, the Minchat Nedava, the Minchat Chotek goes before the Minchat Nedava, Minchat Chotek, who the Kodma, the Minchat Nedava, the only thing that gets precedence to the Minchat Nedava is the Minchat Chotek. Ha Minchat Soda, lo? But I would infer from that that a Minchat Soda would not get that precedence. Mi'ktani, why? What does it say in the Mishnah? Mi'ktani mipnei shehi mechaperet. What does it say in our mission? Does it say that the reason the choteh goes first is because it's mechaperet? No. Our mission says mipnei sheba ala chait, because it's coming on the chait tani. Meaning that it doesn't give the reason for the precedence or the subordination of the minchat nedava or the precedence of the minchat choteh because it's mechaperet, which would have been the obvious thing to say. That's not what it says in the mission. The mission says it's meba al hachait. It comes because of a chait. It is brought because of the issue of a chait. And over here too, the minchat sota will have the same association with it, because the minchat sota is also brought because of a chait. Ba'anami ba'al chait. Minchat sota is also brought because of a chait. Tashma, zu kodemet lezu. This goes before this one. Shezu ba min achitim, vezu ba min hasi'orim. This, we don't know what the zoo and the zoo is, but one item gets precedence over another item. Why? Because this one comes from the wheat, and this one comes from the barley. My love, minchat nedava, the minchat sota, the minchat nedava will take precedence over the minchat sota, because the minchat nedava, all menachot, come from wheat, come from chita, except for the minchat omer and the minchat sota. So the sota would be the one that doesn't take a precedence. I mean, that's what this line, this braita is saying to us, give precedence to the minchat nedava over the minchat sota. Lo, minchat choteh, the minchat sota. No, you could read that braita saying that the minchat choteh takes precedence to the minchat sota. Why? Because the minchat choteh comes from chita, and the minchat sota comes from seora. But typically, da'a mechaperet, you have a much easier difference between different reasons to give precedence to the minchat choteh, just to say it's mechaperet. Minchat sota is only mevareret avon, whereas the minchat choteh is mechaperet. Right? Va'alo mechaperet. And the sota is not mechaperet. Ve'alo mai. So what do you want to suggest? So you want to suggest now that the reading of this braita is minchat nedava. The minchat nedava will be first, because it comes from the chita, versus the minchat sota, which comes from the seora. Typically, you had a better way to differentiate between them, even without the chita and sora differential. You could have just said the nevdava comes with shemen and the vona, the minchat sota comes without that. Ella, Tetrei Taima Anokit. One out of a number of reasons it gave. If that is true, then we could also read that statement to be talking about the Minchat Chotev versus the Minchat Sota. Or you could read it to be the Minchat Nedava versus the Minchat Sota. So from there you have no proof. Because both of them, yes, both are true. The Minchat Chotev will take precedence over the Minchat Sota. And it could be true that the Minchat Nedava would take precedence over the Minchat Sota. We just don't know which way to read it. Because both are true. Both in instance of the Choteh Lifnei the Sota is Chitim versus Seorim. And also in the Nedava versus the Sota is Chitim versus Seorim. So we don't know which way to read it. Ah, there are alternative reasons. You're right. In each of those cases, you could have given another reason, but it's one of a number of reasons that gives to give precedence. So here it's inconclusive. We do not know how to read that Braita, and therefore we wouldn't know where the Minchat Sota fits in relative to the Minchat Nedava. We know that the Minchat Choteh is first. We know that the Minchat Nedava and the Minchat Sota come after the Minchat Choteh. The only question is whether the Sota and the Nedava, when they're in competition, which one goes first, that we don't have any clarity about. We leave it as inconclusive. Now, Chatat Of Kodemet. Chatat Of goes first. Minahane Mile. How do we know that the Chatat Of goes before the Olat Of? Ditan Rabbanan. We have the Pasuk that's found by the Carbonot, Olah V'yored. These are the carbonot that have fluctuating carbonot based on the economic means of the individual bringing the korban. And it says there, V'kriv et asher l'chatat rishona. It says over there that when you bring the carbonot of the Olah V'yored, you bring the chatat first. So matam adomar. Why does the Torah teach us that the chatat goes first? Shein tol omar. It was unnecessary. That it's unnecessary to tell us that the chatat gets brought first. That we already said in the Psukim that the second one is brought as an Ola. Well, if the second one is brought as an Ola, then the first one is brought as a Chatat. So what is this? This is a paradigm that is set up for all Chataot that they come prior to an Ola. Habaoti Mahen, that come alongside of them, with them. Ben Chatat Of Lolatov. And that's whether the case is a case of birds, where it's a Chatat Of versus an Olatov. Ben Chatat Beima Lolat Beima. Whether we're talking about animals, you're talking about a Chatat Beima and an Olat Beima. Or, this is the biggest chiddush here, Ba'afilu chatat of lolat behema. Even chatat of will come before an olat behema. Hilkach. Therefore, chatat of lolat of, where do I know the fact that the chatat of comes before the olat of? Me et hasheni. That I learned out of the pasuk which says, Ve'et hasheni yaseh ola. That I learned out of the pasuk that teaches me by birds that the chatat always goes first. Chatat behema lolat behema, within the behemot. How do I know that the chatat gets precedence over the ola? It's like what you're saying, David, mi derabbi rachmono, because the pasuk yesterday said, ufar sheni ben bakar, that the par sheni will be ben bakar leola, from the Levi'im, the Maaseh of the Levi'im in Parshat Balotcha. There we knew that the chatat behema, that one takes precedence over the other. So yes, that was a bnei av for behemot, by the case of Levi'im. Right, so therefore, by the ufot, we learn it out of the korban olevi arayt, from the behemot, we learn it out of the Levi'im, then chatat of lolat behema, mizeh bana av. That we learn out of this statement. The Binyan Av is what teaches us. So there's the answer to the question. The Binyan Av teaches us about the case where there's competition between an Oaf and a Behema. You would have thought that the Behema, which is much larger, gets precedence over the Oaf, even if it's an Ola. Along comes the Binyan Av to teach us, no, that the Chatat goes before Behema. I mean, even when it's Chatat Oaf, it goes before the Behema. So that's the Chiddush of the Binyan Av. If it was just about Ofot, we could have learned that out of Korban Olevi Arayt. If it was just Behemot, we could have learned that out of the Levim. The Binyan Av, because the teacher is in a case where it's an Oaf and a Behema, we have an Oaf that's a Chatat, a Behema that is an Ola, there we say the Chatat Oaf still gets precedence. Itashma. Belazo Omer, kol makom shnitchafa Chatat, Chatat Kodemet. Whenever there is a case where you have a Chatat and an Ola, the Chatat goes first. Bikan, in this instance, Ola Kodemet, the Ola goes first.
What's this case?
So this case is the case of Yoledet. Any case where a chatat comes for a chait, chatat kodemet. The chatat goes first. Vekan, ola kodemet. And over here, the ola goes first. Anytime you have two that come, then tachat chatat. They're replacing a chatat, and therefore chatat kodemet. Vekan, ola kodemet. And over here, they are coming tachat the Ola, therefore they go before the Ola is Kodemet. The explanation of this is that we're talking about a Yoledet. Let's go back now and take a step back and talk about the Korban Olevi Oreid. You have a Korban Olevi Oreid, the Korban that is brought is a Keves, which is brought as the Chatat. If one cannot afford the Keves the Chatat, then what do? We say bring two birds. Bring two birds in place of the chatat that was the kevis, a chatat and ola. So what are they doing? The chatat and the ola together are replacing a chatat. So since they are replacing a chatat, they're coming to be mechaper and a chait. Who gets precedence? What goes first? The chatat. And therefore the chatat of will precede the ola of. On the other hand, when it comes to a woman who is bringing a korban, a woman who brings a korban after she is a yoledet, yoledet ashira brings a keves ben strato li'ola, and then brings a torori ben yonah for the chatat. The chatat will always be a bird. That's not a question. The only question for the woman is what she brings for her ola. If she's wealthier, she will bring a korban ola from the keves. If she is less of means, less means, she will bring a Torah ben yonah for the ola. So over here, the bird is replacing the behemat ola. So because of that, the ola here will take precedence over the chatat. Because the ola is an ola ta'of that is replacing a behemat ta'of. So here you have a behemat ta'of, and therefore it's competing against the chatat ta'of. I'm going to give the behemah precedence. We just learned, that was the din that you just told us from the Binyan Av, that even when you have a chatat and ola, the chatat should go first. So that's the question over here. Right? We have to understand this. Why is it over here that the ola gets precedence? So now, number one, he says the reason is because the ola ta'of here is replacing the ola to behemah. Number two is that the chatat here is not coming to be mechaper. Right? The chatat of the isha is not necessarily mechaper, it's a machshir. It's allow her to re-enter to the mikdash and to eat kodoshim. So it's a machshir, not a mechaper. And in the Torah, it's written that way, that the ola comes before the chatat. So over here, because the Rabbi Elazar says, the ola takes precedence over the chatat. So Amarava, v'mikra ahigdima katuv. No, this is an unusual case. Now, this is Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosafot, exactly what it means. Rashi says, what does that mean? The Mikra, Dimakatuv? Shnei Kikreit Binyan Tchila. That's just the way it's written in the Psukim. In the Psukim, it writes the Ola before the Chatat because of all of these reasons. Aval Avoda, when it comes to the practical carrying out of the Avoda, the Chatat will go first and not the Ola. That's what Rashi says. The Shechita, the Chatat will go first, not the Shechita, the Ola. Everything will be done by the Chatat first. In the Torah, it's just to tell us these things that the olat ta'of is replacing the chatat, is replacing the olat be'ima. It's not the chatat here is not a mechaperet. It teaches us these dinim, but it doesn't change the fact that the chatat will go first, and therefore it doesn't undermine our binyanav that we established. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosafot says, "What's the big deal? I don't understand." But that's written first in the Torah. Why does that make any difference? So rather, the Rabbeinu Chaim suggests that it is the haktishat chila. That it comes to teach us that the Ola, your Mikadesh, the Ola first, and then the Chatat. But when it comes to the Avoda in the Mikdash, you do the Chatat first, and then the Ola. So again, it will not be a stira to our binyanav. Just telling you that you have to do something with the Ola first in this instance because of all these reasons.
But what do you mean, everybody is Makdish at first? I mean, if you, can you see if it's a Kevin, so obviously it's Makdish, the...
No, but if you, so she's bringing two birds, which one's she Makdish? One's a Ola, one's a Chatat, she has to be Makdish them. So there she has to Makdish the Ola first. Maktisha the Ola first, and then she's Maktisha the Chatat. But when it comes to the Avodah, the Avodah is done with the Chatat first, and then only afterwards the Ola. Now that makes a lot more sense in the reading of the Gemara. What's the big deal that's written first in the Torah? Why does that have any meaning? So that's Rabbeinu Chaim makes sense. The problem is there's a Gemara in Erechin which seems to create a problem for the explanation of the Rabbeinu Chaim. That's what might have driven Rashi to explain it the other way. Right, so now the Gemara continues. Tashma. Parim kodmim le'ilim. Parim, which are the largest of the animals brought in the Mikdash, par goes before ayo. Ve'ilim kodmim le'kvasim. And an ayo goes before a keves.
Is it already in the Mishnah?
No. Ve'kvasim le'si'irim. And kvasim go before si'irim. So far, along the way, we had parim before ilim, ilim before kvasim, that's all about size. But then you have keves before seir, which are the same size. Question of there, why the keves gets precedence over the seir? So my love, what are we talking about here? What is this braita that's giving us these ordering of the animals? What's it talking about? Aren't we talking about the chag? Aren't we talking about the musfeh chag? Now if you're talking about the musfeh chag, the pyre, the ayo, and the keves are all olot. The seir is a chatat. So if I follow the precedence given by this braita, that would mean that I bring all the olot, and then only afterwards the seir, the chatat. That goes against our binyanav. Our binyanav says you bring the chatat before the olah. Over here you bring all the olot before the chatat. And I says, lo, nidava. No, that braita is talking about a case of nidavav. You bring many nidavot out of these different animals. This is the order of the animals that are brought on the mizbeach. Now, parim kodmim le'elim shekein nitrabu minisachim. The parim go first before the elim because they have bigger nisachim. V'chein elim the kvasim, the same thing as the kvasim. This is the same. It has to do with the size of the animal. The largest size animal is a par, and therefore it has the largest nesach. It comes from shloshesrim the par. It's true of the yayin as well. The nesach yayin is also true. It's right, the minchat nesachim comes from shloshesrim. It's also true of the yayin, which comes from batziyahin. And then you'll have for the ayol, you'll have a shlishitahin, and you have two esronim. Shlishitahin for the minchat nesachim, and a shlishitahin for the yayin. And then when it comes to keves, the keves is seron the keves, and it's a revitahin. So all the nesachim are smaller, but it all relates to the size of the animal, which is the bottom line here. The par is the biggest animal, the ayol is the next size, and then keves, I can explain that reasoning. About kvasim serim, what's the reason that you have between kvasim serim? Why do you give precedent to a keves? Why do you give precedent to a sheep over a goat? Shugain nitrabu balya. That's because the keves has an additional item that ends up in the mizbeach, which are the fats around the tail. The fats around the tail of a keves are put on the mizbeach, whereas for a seir they are not, and therefore keves will get precedence over the seir. So tashma. Par kohen mashiach kodem le par helam davar shel tzibur. The par kohen mashiach, if the kohen agadol had a sin where he would have to bring par kohen mashiach, his korban goes before the helam davar shel tzibur. Par helam davar shel tzibur kodem le par avodat kochavim. Par helam davar shel tzibur goes before the par of avodah zarah. Par avodah zarah kochavim kodem le sirei avodat kochavim. So let's look over here, just reading. All these are chataot except for the par avodat kochavim. The par avodat kochavim is an olah. So here I have the chatat, the chatat in the kohen mashiach goes before the chatat of tzibur. The chatat tzibur goes before the olat of avodah zarah. But then the olat of avodah zarah goes before the seirim, which are chataot of avodah zarah. So you have a brayta here which says the olah goes before the chatat. This goes against our binyanav. So da'afagav the par avodat kochavim olah. And nevertheless, we say that the olah goes before the chatat against our binyanav. So ve'ema mi reisha. What about the reisha? Par helam davar shel tzibur kodem le par avodat kochavim. Why are you bringing me a proof from the seifa? The reisha says that the par helam davar shel tzibur, which is a chatat, goes before the par avodat kochavim, which is an olah. So Gemara says, but no, that'll prove to you that the chatat goes first. So why are you telling me from the second half of the Breita? Tell me from the first half of the Breita that it's that way. So b'chad mina mihalo kamrino on the chatat kadma. That's because in one min. I mean, if it's the same species, I don't have a question. When you're talking about a par, helam davar shel tzibur, and a par over that kochavim, there I agree with you. There they chatat always will precede the olah. That's why I didn't bring that part of the Mishnah down. Ki kamrina, and what I'm suggesting here is betray mine. When they are different minim, that when you have different minim, precedence of the olah will be to the chatat. And therefore, over here, when you have the par over that kochavim, which is an olah, and a seirei chatat, since a par goes before a seir, therefore I'm going to bring the olah before the chatat. Oh, very good. That's exactly the Gemara's question over here. He says, and that will go against, as David is just saying, that will go against the binyanav that we established, that even chatat ha'of takes precedence over an behema. And that's my question from this, Breita. My question is not about the par being before the par. The issue is par and sa'ir, where you're mixing different size animals, and there you're saying that the olah gets precedence. When we said in our binyanav that doesn't matter the size of the animal, that the chatat always gets precedence. So I'm even that when it comes to the chatat over kochavim that's written in Parshat Shlach Lecha, it's missing an aleph. Lichatat k'tiv, without an aleph, and therefore it is subordinated to the olah because of that fact. Ravina Amar ki mishpat k'tivu by the parsha of Shlach Lecha when it talks about the chatat and the olah of avodah kochavim, it says ki mishpat. Mishpat is me'akev, and it says that the order is me'akev. So since in the Torah the olah is written before the chatat, and it says kemishpat, therefore we're going to say the order is makev and has to be done in this way. If that's the case, then I can explain even the musavim echag. Kippur. It says Kemishpatam by the Pareah Chag, and therefore by the Chag also we'll say the Ola goes before the Chatat. Even though, no, not generally that a Chatat, Ola will go before a Chatat. But in these exceptional cases where the Torah says, do it in the order that I laid out for you, well, in the order that's laid out in the Musafim, the Seir, the Chatat is always the last item that's mentioned. Therefore, you'll do the Ola first. Not because an Ola takes precedence over a Chatat, but because we have a Gzeirat HaKatuv in both this case of the Musafim as well as the Korban of Avodah Zarah, the Ola gets precedence over there. We have a competition between three different korbanot. We have a chatat ov, we have an olat behema, and then a maser behema. Which goes first? Tikdom chatat ov. Why? You're going to put the chatat ov first because it always comes before the olat behema. The problem is, ikim maser, then our Mishnah says the kamilul that goes first because it's minei zvachim. In our Mishnah, we said that a zevach always goes before an ov, and therefore maser goes before a chatat ov and a olat ov. Likti maser, so okay, we'll move maser up to the front. Ika olat behema, the kadmalei. It's clear that the olah should take precedence over the maser. The olah is kalil yishim, ishtayim matanosher and arba. Right, so the maser is matana achat, and only the emurim end up on the mizbech. So now, so tinto olat behema. So what do you say? Build the olat behema first. Ika chatat ov. They have the chatat ov, it always goes before olat behema. So you go around and around. Around, you have a circle. Each one of them has a precedence over the other. So Gemara says, "Hachater Gimo." The answer that was given was min zevach adif. The zevach is adif, and that means that the maser goes first. The maser will go first because that's a zevach, and that'll take precedence. Then you'll do the chatat of, and then you'll do the olat of. But Marav Amri and Eretz Yisrael, they said, "Aili ba olat beima b'chatat of." Vagbata mi maser says no. The olat behema strengthens the chatat ov and puts it above the maser. The fact that the chatat ov takes precedence over the olah is gives strength to this chatat. This chatat is given the strength of the fact that it goes before the olah, which is kalil, which takes it ahead of the maser. And therefore, according to in Eretz Yisrael, they used to do, which was the other way around, they'd end up doing the chatat ov first, then the olat ov, then the maser behema. So in Bavel, it would be the maser was first, and Eretz Yisrael, the maser would be last, according to the different reasonings that are given here. Right now, we'll do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. Which is, because the question after the Mishnah is the question that was raised here before, I think. You asked, Rita David Shaul also asked it, which is that we had Mishnayot that tells us that Tadir goes first, we also have Mishnayot that tells us that Kodesh goes first. What happens when you have a clash between the two of them? That'll be the question that we'll deal with the Gemara tomorrow. But this Mishnah says, Kol chata'ot shebetorah kodmot ashamot. Every chatat goes before Hashem, chutz mehasham mitzorah. Sefer de Hashem mitzorah, mipnei shuba lehachshir, or lehachshir, it comes in order to be matir, the mitzorah. The Hashem mitzorah is not a michaper, and therefore, since it's not a competition between michaprim of chatat and Hashem, where the chatat would take precedence, the Hashem goes first. Kol Hashemot shebetorah baim bnei shtayim. All the Hashemot of the Torah have to be 2 years old, meaning they're ayo, they come from an ayo, ubaim bekesef shkalim, and they come from a minimum of 2 shekel. Chutz mi Hashem nazir Hashem mitzorah. The two exceptions that rule are the Hashem nazir Hashem mitzorah, the two that are not coming to be mechaper, but rather to be machshir. Shein bayin b'nei shnatan, they're a keves, they're both a keves. Vein bayin b'kesef shkalim. Obviously, if they're a keves, they're not going to come from 2 shekel. If an ayo costs 2 shekel, then the keves is going to be less. Kishem shekodmim b'akravatan, kodmim b'achilatam. Just like hakrova goes first, so too the precedence of which to eat will also be determined by the same lists that we had until now, or the same reasons that we gave now to give precedence with hakrova will apply if it comes to eating 2 korbanot that are sitting in front of you. Which one do you give precedence to? Let's just say we're talking about here about cases where I'm talking about an chatat and asham that both have to be eaten by the kohanim. Which one do they eat first? They'll eat the chatat before they eat the asham. They eat the asham. That's what it sounds like first. Eat the chatat. They're both a day and a night. I have to decide which one to consume first. I consume the chatat before I consume the asham. Now your question, which is, and this is difficult. It's machlokas rishonim how to read this. Shlamim shel emesh. I'm going to read it the way that I think Tosfot is reading Rashi at this time. Shlamim shel emesh, which means yesterday shlamim, ushlamim shel ayom, and shlamim that were bought today. Then what will we say? Shel emesh kodmim. Yesterday shlamim go first. Because one, there's shnei yamim v'layla echad over here by the shlamim. Yesterday shlamim already in the second day, it's going to expire. Better off finish that up before I start the new one. Right, exactly. You eat the leftovers before you start the new stuff. Then shel emesh kodmin l'shel yom. Shlamim shel emesh. What about yesterday shlamim and chatat v'ashem shel yom and a chatat v'ashem of today? Shlamim Shalemesh Kodmim Divri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the Yesuvei Shlamim get precedence over the Chatat Hashem of today, because the Shlamim will expire at sunset today. They are Shnei Yamim Laila Echad. So Yesuvei Shlamim will expire at the end of the day today, whereas the Chatat and the Hashem have today and tonight. They have all the way through Chatzot tonight. I mean, really, Chalot HaShachar, but Chachamim Amarim, Chatat Kodemet B'nishe Kodshei Kodashim. No, the Chatat gets precedence even though, because it is Kodshei Kodashim. Vikulan, Akoanim Rashim Lishnot Bachilatan. The Kohanim can eat these any way they want. Lachlam Tzluin, they can have them roasted, shlukim, either this is very well cooked or partially cooked, umivushalim, or boiled and cooked. Latet Latocho, Tavle Chulin, Vitavle Chuma. They can put spices in there, anything they want. Chulin Chuma, Tibri Rabbi Shimon. We've seen this, Rabbi Shimon, who said that you're allowed to be V. Dvarim the day psul. So over here, even though the korban will expire before the time the chuma does, unless we permit you to put chuma in there. The other hand, there be mayor mayor loy ten letochot of lechuma shloy vei chuma the day psul. Don't put chuma spices in there in order that you do not bring the chuma to day psul when the kochim go pasul. Right? I just explained the mission according to what would have been the simplest pshat. If you look in Rashi, that's not the way Rashi explains it. Rashi says, so if you look in Rashi, Shomu Shabemesh, it's in the second widest line in Rashi. La Azara. He brought them yesterday, they are Azara. Vishahu Adayom Vishachatan. It's not that this animal was brought as a korban yesterday, but rather the animal was brought to the Mikdash yesterday and has been waiting around to be brought as a korban already now for a whole day. So Rashi says the question of the Mishnah is not about, like I was explaining, competition between eating korbanot, where something has come and it's already a day into it being eaten, and now you're going to expire. But rather, it's about shchita here. This is before anything was done to the animal. It was just the animal was brought to Mikdash yesterday, and it's been sitting around since yesterday. So that's the question here.
What do I
share
first?
The shlamim shlamish, it's a bizui to this item that if you're going to leave it around, it's been sitting around for so long. So that's what Rashi says. Shlamim shlamish kodmin, dezilzul ashaltam kokach. It's a zilzul to leave them around for that long. And therefore, since they came rishon, they should be brought rishon on the mizbeach. Right, that's the way Rashi explains it. Now, if you go to Tosafot and reading Rashi, now I don't know if he had a different Rashi or he read Rashi a different way. He says, perish bakunchis, zilzul hul ashaltam kokach, shetzura da pasar mitkalkelet. Because the basar goes bad. Well, basar only goes bad if it was already shechted. Rashi clearly says the shechita didn't happen. It only happened the next day. Tosafos here is talking about the tzurat basar going bad. Valchinam dechak. He didn't have to explain that. El hainu taima. The shlamim shalemish in lem heter. El ad alayla. Shlamim shalemish is going to what? Only has permission until tonight. Right, it should say it from all. That's the problem with this. But Emesh really means last night, which is not, you can't bring Korban out that night. You have to explain, everybody, all the Rishonim explain Emesh as being yesterday's Korban. But, nevertheless, Tosel says there's a difference, which is that Shlamim will expire tonight, whereas the Chatat and Hashem will expire only in the middle of the night, right? Alot HaShachar. But he says, Rashi says, the problem here is that the Basar, better to eat the leftovers, better to eat the stuff that was already coming to expire before, not because of a halachic expiration, but because of a taste expiration, meaning better to finish up the stuff that's going bad versus the new stuff that's fresh. Finish that up so it doesn't go bad and then eat the fresh stuff. Now Rashi never says what Tosfos says.
It's going bad in terms of taste, I mean, it's more just that it shouldn't be
on top. He doesn't say that. Right? The way Tosfos reads it, it says, Mipneshe Tzuratan, that the Tzura is going mitkalkel it. Now again, the Rashi that Tosfos quotes, we don't have. So now we have three explanations of the Mishnah. You have the Rashi that we have here, which says that there was nothing done to the animal, it was just brought to the Mikdash, and it gets precedence because it's a bizoy that it should sit around. We have the Rashi, according to Tosfot, that why does it take precedence over here? It's because it's starting to go bad. Better to eat the item that will go bad than the one that's fresh, and that will last for a longer time. And then we have the third explanation, which is Tosfot's explanation, it simply has to do with the halachic expiration over here. The shlamim will expire at sunset, and the other items will expire later on, at either midnight or at Alot HaShachar, and therefore they get precedence. All right, we'll stop over here.